Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today our conversation is about saying no. I know that's a struggle for a lot of people. It has definitely been a struggle in my life from time to time. And so we're going to talk about some of the challenges, some of the reasons we have trouble saying no, and what to do about them, and the gift in saying no. And it truly is a gift. And before we dive in, you know, I was listening to the intro and it talks about creating a life your way by tapping into your wisdom, because working with other people's wisdom only gets us so far. I mean, they can drop a little seed into our world, and if we choose to cultivate that, it can grow into something amazing. But it really is by following the lightness and what's true for us. And that's not always easy, but what's true for us that makes a huge difference and allows us to create a life we really love. And part of that actually has to do with saying no to things that don't work anymore. Maybe they worked for a long time and they don't anymore. Saying no even to people we love. And we don't have to say it like no, or like a three-year-old, finding gentle ways, and we'll explore some of those gentler ways to say no. And sometimes it really is saying no, like just deliberately as well. So this show is all about that, like allowing you to recognize that you have wisdom that is your internal guidance system, and that when something feels off, it's likely off, it feels off, and there's a gift in that because it's allowing you to acknowledge and look at it and choose something different or make some adjustments. I always say this, and it's really true, I love to hear from you, and I love that for several reasons. One is when you have requests as to what we have on the show, like it makes it relevant to you, right? It's this show actually came from, I have a mastermind in which we talked about no, or it came up one day, and actually self-sabotage came up as well. So we'll get to that, Stacy. And then I was teaching a 4-day workshop retreat last week, and again, the idea of like, oh, it's so hard to say no, came up. And so I said, well, guys, I'll do a whole hour on that, because it's a lot, right? It's a loaded topic in some ways, you know, as children, we're saying no, no, no. And that kind of might upset authority, right? And we're taught to listen to and respect authority, and that kind of translates over our entire life. Like we, a lot of us carry that idea that I shouldn't say no, I should say yes to them. And that's just one reason we sometimes have trouble saying no. So I love to hear from you for your ideas about shows and what you'd like to have on the show. What guests also, you know, we had Andrea Lucas, who's amazing. We with her book, and we've had Araya Magdalene recently talking about relationship cores, definitely learning about that changed my life. So if you haven't heard that show, it's in the archives. We have Sophie Mihalko on every month, and we've had some really fun conversations about visioning, about transitions, about trajectory for our life. You can find all of those at iom.fm under Sexy Mom Abundant Life, or even easier, if you go to my website, meetkathywilliams.com, there's a radio tab, and you can click on that in here and find all of the archives. Also, I love hearing from you about your questions. Like, what do the shows bring up for you? What questions do you have? Like, maybe we can dive in even deeper in a future show. And chances are, if you have a question, someone else has that question too, right? So if you're bold enough to ask it, then we can get awareness around it together. There's that. And then also just ideas for classes, what you love, what you don't love on the show, and stuff like that. So you can submit your info, submit your questions, and even find a free Money Rain meditation and create your life exercise over at meetkathywilliams.com. So M-E-E-T-K-A-T-H-Y Williams with an S.com. And there also, I have upcoming classes. And today, in fact, right after this show, there's a class called Beyond the Lies of You Can't Have That, because we use so many lies to stop us. Like, oh, well, I don't see others with that, so why could I have it? And as someone in my mastermind this morning said, she's like, oh, I see suffering around me, and I don't want to, like, somehow outcreate that or be beyond that, right? I feel like I should somehow be in the suffering with them. So we use some crazy ideas to keep us from actually having what it is we'd like to have, and we're going to dive into that in the next hour after the show. So you can find out about that class and the class called Are You an Unpaid People Pleaser? Both online this Thursday and next Thursday or Friday at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming, where all my upcoming stuff is. So, no. You know what? I've always felt like saying no is saying yes to something else. So saying no to going out to dinner might be saying yes to curling up on the sofa with a good book. Saying no to managing, you know, some project might be saying yes to more time with your kids, or more self-care time, or yes to some unexpected possibility that pops up after you've already said no. Okay. So number one is saying no actually means saying yes to something else. And if we recognize that, it can be huge. Because then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, no is two-sided. No really means yes to something. Saying no to the guy who doesn't work, right? Like, I'm sorry, I just don't see this working, is opening up space for the guy who could, or for you nurturing you, so you you don't have to go on a bad date, right? So saying no is yes to something else. And in a little bit, I'll give some quotes from some amazing people about the power of no. But let's first start to dive into some of the reasons we don't like to say no. And one of those, as I mentioned, is, you know, we're trained to listen to respect authority. We're taught not to go against them. We're also pulled often by a desire to fit in, right? To not rock the boat. And so sometimes that actually means going along with the program. And I did a show last month in July called Go With The Flow. And go with the flow sometimes is a great idea. Like, it creates ease and flow, essentially. And other times it's a terrible idea. like in Hitler's Germany. It was not a good idea to go with the flow, right? So, depending on your situation. So, you know, looking at, like, where am I saying yes where it actually feels off? Where am I not saying no? Is it because I want to fit in? Is it because I want to be liked? Is it because I am afraid of creating conflict or rocking the boat? And is there actually a way where it wouldn't create conflict and it could create something greater for all of us? Let's say, you know, I have a wedding to go to in 2 weeks, my brother's wedding. And my sister put this email out there, like, okay, who wants to make dinner for all these people? All right? And so this is a situation in which it's like, oh my gosh. I've been trying to adjust to all the children's school schedules and my own now school schedule and work schedule on top of that and all these different things. Do I really want to fly across the country and then cook for all these people? Not really, you know? So what would work for all of us? Could we get some pizzas? Even like pizzas you throw in the oven, you know? What could we do that would create greater for all of us and not be an added burden? And so that is a question I love, because it's like, it doesn't mean that I have to say no and that deprives other people of something. It's just like, huh, I wonder. Wonder questions are great. Like, huh, just opening the door to the possibilities. I wonder what we could choose. I wonder what the possibilities are of something that would create greater for all of us. And then that opens our awareness. I like to use the analogy of a flashlight, like shines the flashlight of our awareness in the direction of those possibilities. And sometimes we do find things that actually work better. And sometimes there might not be, yeah, some occasions, and that's it. And then we could say, okay, well, is there a work around this? You know, maybe if I have to cook dinner, maybe I could engage two or three other people. So someone's making the salad and I'm just doing spaghetti here. And someone else has got all the other stuff under control. Like we have to remember, that we're not alone. That we have the support of every molecule of this universe. And I really ought to do a show on support, because like, we're supported in so many ways we never even think of. Okay? And as we start to acknowledge the ways we're supported, then we see it more, right? Like if you're going to buy a new car, you start to see that car all over the road, because that's the direction you're looking in. So, where am I already supported? And calling in other people as well. Like, I'm not in this alone. In fact, one of the biggest things in leadership is engaging other people, allowing them to contribute. And I was doing a one-on-one session with a client the other day, and she said, oh my gosh, Kathy, I've never looked at it as they're contributing to my life. Okay? I've always looked at like, oh, they could mess up my success. But I never looked at it like, oh, they're contributing to my life. Right? So, what can you choose? Or what possibilities are there that would work for all of you? It's such a great question. So, not going against authority, the desire to fit in, fear of conflict, you know, all those are some of the ways or reasons we use to not say no, right? We try to avoid that conflict, whether someone's a lover, a colleague, a friend, a boss. So even with our children, sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to say no, but at the same time, it doesn't really work for me. So what else could I choose here? Is there something that would work for both of us? Is there something that would work for all of us? All right, we've been looking at this with screen time at home. Like, okay. You guys seem to be a little bit more antsy and like teary if you're using screen time. So what can we choose that is going to work for all of us? Like, okay, if we have a day without screen time, with some screen time and you don't get emotionally disturbed, then we can do it again tomorrow. Oh, you got emotionally disturbed. Okay, well, then the next day we're not going to do it. Right? So that kind of like reinforcement and stuff like that. And looking at, you know, also, okay, I can see why you want to do that. Okay. So this is a gentle way of saying no. I can see why you would like to do that. I can see that that's really fun. And it's just not working for our family right now. Okay. If we can show each other and find a way to make it work, we can do that. Right? Can you think of some ways that would make it work for us? Can you think of some things? Because it's not always on you also to come up with the solutions. Yeah, it's like, how can you work together to find an outcome that works best for everyone? I know we're going to go to break here in a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about more of the why. More of the whys, right? Reasons we don't say no. And then some of the solutions for that. And also some great quotes about saying no. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
We have all read about or heard about becoming more spiritual, about working with our energy, the awakening, the shift, about being our authentic selves, living our purpose, reaching our true potential. The challenge doesn't lie in the knowledge, it lies in the execution. The struggle becomes connecting to that limitless self-healing part that each one of us has and gaining control of who we truly are. Hi, I'm Dr. Reverend Aisha Hogan, and you are invited to join me on a master's practice on Om Times, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard and 11 a.m. Pacific Standard.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Our conversation today is about saying no. The power and the gift. That's a challenge sometimes, right? It's all of those things. And it's funny because it's a two-letter word, right? It's just a little word. Cute. No, I read actually, just by chance, right? Is anything just by chance? The entire universe is supporting you. A cute thing about no the other day, and it said, new opportunity. When you say no, it's not only a new opportunity for you, right? Maybe it's just exercising your no muscle. Someone's asking you something and you're like, I'm going to exercise my no muscle. That needs strengthening. And new opportunity is also possibly for them. Right? It's like new opportunity to think of someone else who could maybe even do whatever they're asking you better than you. Right? New opportunity for them to consider something else. Right? What else is possible for them? All right. So if you consider that, like, no, a new opportunity, it kind of releases the charge on it. What have we decided no means? But it doesn't have to mean. What if no could be a real gift, not only to you, but whomever is asking you? Do we ever consider that, oh, when I say no, it's a gift to the other person? Sometimes, right? Like, oh, mom, can I have, you know, milk duds and Snickers for lunch? No, that's a gift, right? Maybe you can sense it in that situation and not so much in some other situations. And it's like, what if no just brings a new opportunity? So before we dive into other reasons people have hesitation saying no, a big one is coming up. I just want to invite you to get a free money rain exercise and create your life. Oh, money rain meditation, create your life exercise at meetkathywilliams.com. And also hop on over there if you're an unpaid people pleaser. Because I'm having a $20 class online next week about that. Like, I was that for a long, long time. It's not actually that fun. And saying no plays into that, right? Or the inability to say no. But many other things play into it, too. So are you an unpaid people pleaser? You can find that class at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And that's also where you'll find my Laguna Beach retreat in November. So where we'll explore all sorts of elements about abundance alchemy. And there's one on Maui in late January. If you want to come play with dolphins in Laguna or whales on Maui, that's the place to be. Come play with us. So the next big, this is a big reason people don't like to say no, is we don't want to disappoint people. We don't want to hurt their feelings, right, or hurt them. So maybe you don't want to tell someone that you'll miss their birthday because you know that you can't make it, or that you won't be home for the holidays because you know your family will be disappointed, right? This makes sense. Sometimes we choose things to make other people feel better or happy, even if it's not quite what we wanted to do. All right. And sometimes that choice actually creates something greater. And we'll talk about some questions and things to play with to find out what will create something greater, right? Now, what if your mom will be disappointed if you don't choose the job that's near her or the job or the career choice that you would really like? Like, that's totally your dream come true type thing, right? That's a little bigger deal. So the fear of disappointing someone else or the desire to not disappoint them or hurt them can be a big one. Maybe that you want to move somewhere else and not be near your family. You know, I live in the middle of the ocean. It's far from everything on the island of Maui. So what do we do then? Okay. One of the questions that I love, and I pretty much use it every day, is how will my life be in 5 years if I choose this? And then I get a sense of my awareness that arises from that question in contrast to this question. How will my life be in 5 years if I don't choose this? Because one is generally more expansive, feels lighter, feels more full of possibility than the other. Right? Sometimes there's no real clear read. Right? But, maybe one slightly different than the other. I can't really tell. Okay. So I'll talk about some clarity with this exercise. I'll also talk about first that when you're doing this exercise, it doesn't mean you're going to be in the relationship, in the job, in the whatever in 5 years. It's just talking about how will your life be? Will it be more expansive? Will it be lighter? Will it be more joyful if you choose this? Okay, so in 5 years, will it be more expansive? It doesn't mean like, oh, if I choose this boyfriend, how will my life be in 5 years? Does not mean you'll be with him. Right? So any of that, just let it all go. What it is if I make this choice now to go out to lunch with this person, if I make this choice now to move across the country, if I make this choice now to get in the car and go to Costco, how will my life be in 5 years? And how will my life be in 5 years if I don't? Right? So it's just tapping into, it's calling upon your awareness to show you, oh yeah, this is going to create something for the future. Right? We don't know what that is. We can't. And 5 years out is too far out to sort of quantify it and figure it out and stuff like that. It's just, oh, there's an energetic sense, right? And so a couple of things, if there's no real clarity, like I can't tell the difference between one and the other. All right, first off, you want to let go of all your points of view about it. Because if you are trying to assess, hey, shall I move across the country? And you have a strong desire to do it, and you're asking these questions, that desire may actually impact your awareness about whether it's actually going to create something more. Also, if you have a strong desire to not do it, that would impact as well. But that could even be like, I really don't want to go to the party tonight. How's my life in 5 years if I go? And if I don't go, I'd rather not go. Okay, so we're just going to clear all your points of view first, all right? And clear away everyone else's. And one of the things I like to do, I have a strategy of just imagining and sensing an energetic waterfall throughout my body from the head to the feet and also around me, just sort of clearing out my energetic space so other people's points of view just step away, right? Let all of their stuff go back to them. The other thing I sometimes say is just back off. Like I move my arms out to the sides, like everyone else's points of view, back off. All right, now all my points of view about this, all my strong desires, or all my, you know, points of view about it, just collapse those back to energy because they were solidified points of view. So now we're allowing them to flow. And now choose something, right? Choose something to use this with right now. What choice do you get to make? All right. So how is your life in 5 years if you choose that? And how is it in 5 years if you don't choose it? Okay. And you can use that for questions big and small. Okay. So your points of view can definitely impact, you know, whether you can truly sense your awareness or whether, you know, you're not really able to tell. Now, if you still don't get a good read, like, huh, I really can't sense the difference between the do it or don't do it, then there are two more things to kind of play with that I've found really useful. And one is this, but some variation on this? Okay. So I could have in mind, like, okay, how's my life in 5 years if I go to Costco? And how's my life in 5 years if I don't? And maybe I have in mind a certain Costco, and then it's like, oh, well, I can't really tell the difference. Oh, how's my life in 5 years if I go to this other Costco? I'm not sure if you guys in Australia have Costco. I think they just opened one up in China, and then it closed the very same day because there was like a three-hour wait for the parking lot. Just so many people trying to get to Costco. I guess they need to open 7 on the same day, right? Then all, everyone's going to different ones. All right, so that's beside the point. Sorry, squirrel. So how's my life in 5 years if I go to this other Costco? And if I don't, and you may get a good read on that one. Then is there something else I haven't considered here? Right? Another alternative. So it's this, but not quite this. And then the other thing is, if you still don't get a read, really, all right, let's expand the time period. So how's my life in 15 years if I choose this and if I don't? Sometimes that helps a little bit more to, like, expand the time. And you can do that for just you, or you can ask that question for any of your family as a whole, or each of your people. Like, how's my husband's life in 5 years if I choose this? Okay, don't get in your head too much about this, but, like, for certain choices, like, big choices, you may like to ask that, right? Like, if we move across the country, how's his life in 5 years? And if we don't, how's that? Right? So, bigger choices, you may like to ask about more of the people. How does this have to do with saying no? Well, it's using your awareness. Like, maybe you have the desire to move across the country away from your family, and maybe actually for a year it would be more useful for you to be around. And you could ask this question in 6 months or a year: how's my life to move, across the country? If I choose that, how's my life in 5 years? And if I don't choose to move across the country, how's my life in 5 years? Like, in 6 months, you may get a very different read. Like, this is not a permanent thing where, like, oh, okay, in August, I asked that question, which means it's unequivocally so forever and ever. No. So it's a really useful question because it can help you tap into, like, well, actually, I would love to help out with that thing someone's asking me to do, but my life is not actually going to be better in 5 years for doing it. So how can I find a gentle way of saying, I'd love to, and right now I have a lot on my plate? Or, that just won't work for me at this time. Okay? No one really ever argues when you say, this won't work, this doesn't work for me. This won't work for me. Okay? And if they do, then you just keep saying, oh, I'm really sorry, it doesn't work for me. I wish it did. If you do. You don't have to say, I wish it did, if you don't. Okay, so not disappointing someone. Now, the other thing we have to remember about disappointing someone is that it's their choice to be disappointed, right? You are not responsible for them, which is one of those things we're going to go into in the unpaid people pleaser class, because it's like, it's not your job to keep people happy, keep them content, keep them comfortable. It's not. I mean, well, sometimes it is your job if you're being paid for that, and that's, like, your job. But beyond that, it's not. Okay? Wow. So everything that brought up, all the thoughts, all the feelings, all the emotions, yeah. Would you just please flush them out of your body and allow them to be free-flowing energy? Okay. Yes, sometimes this happens also, you know, with a lover, a spouse, or even in the dating arena, even when we're not really going out with someone. Like, we don't want to say no to them because we want to get along, because we don't want to hurt their feelings, because it's hard to tell them, well, actually, I'm not that into you. Right? Sometimes, you know, with a lover, it might be because we want to keep them. We want to keep them happy. We want to keep them. Right? And so we get to start to look at, like, why is it actually I'm saying yes? Why is it I'm not asserting myself? What is there for me to look at? Could I start to? If he wants to go for Mexican food and you're not really feeling it, like, but actually, I'm going to stay home tonight. Or, well, I'd love to go out with you, but I was really feeling more Thai or something like that. You know, like, starting to assert that muscle of, like, not really going to work for me, but this would be an option that works. Or to dance with that. And if someone is really worth, you know, having as a relationship, like, there will be that give and take, you know, where you're like, not feeling Mexican. What do you think about Thai or sushi? And they'll say, well, yes or no, or no, I'm going to Mexican. And you can say, okay, have a good time. I'm not. All right. So start to look at, like, what are the reasons you don't say no? And when we get back from the break, we'll talk more about ways to soften it and then make it worth, you know, doable.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating radical abundance and access consciousness bars and foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. Thank you so much for being here. I love to hear from you. And some of the best ways are on Facebook. If you're going to friend me, Kathy Jones Williams, drop me a little note too, because, you know, there are an awful lot of weirdos out there. I just met one of them, actually. The other day, there was a guy who had been, who had asked to friend me, like, and I was looking at his face every time I went in, and, you know, the new people or whatever. And then I met him and I was like, oh, I've seen that guy. He you know, now I can friend him for real. So drop me a note and say who you are, that you listen to the show or whatever. You just don't end up in that list that I don't click yes to. The other great place to say hello is at meetkathywilliams.com. There you can also find all the archives of the show. So the show about relationship cords we did recently, about transitions, and the one Go With the Flow that I mentioned earlier, all can be found at meetkathywilliams.com under the radio tab, and you can submit a question there. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what you'd like to hear about. I'm also a huge fan of YouTube. I do lots of YouTubes every day, whether I'm cooking or out in the sun of Hawaii or at the beach. Love YouTube, just because we can drop a video in there pretty quick and connect. It's a great place to post your comments and stuff like that. And I do read all of those. So thank you. And you can also find upcoming classes, the one today called Beyond the Lies of You Can't Have That, and the People Pleasing one, Now Are You an Unpaid People Pleaser, both online. You can attend from anywhere, and if you don't make it live, there's a recording to listen to later. And then also the recordings are there. So we are talking about saying no. And what makes that so challenging? So we've talked about, you know, we're conditioned to listen to authority. We don't like conflict. We want to be liked. Sometimes it's we don't want to disappoint or hurt people. And so now we're going to talk about what to do about that. Okay? Practicing saying no in small, unimportant situations. Not buying something. You know, just something. Actually, I said no in a situation. I told her I'm going to make a video about this. One woman said to me, Kathy, that just rocked my world when you said no to a peppermint. Like, someone offered you a peppermint and you were like, actually, not right now, thanks. And it just totally blew her away. She was like, you can say no to that? You don't have to just take it? So practicing now in the little, the peppermint situation, the gum situation, whatever it is, right? Small no's, that builds the muscle. It's like a 2-pound weight, right? Before you get to 10 and 20. If someone says everyone else or nobody else, don't be fooled by those terms. What do I mean by that? Well, everyone else, anyone else would say yes. Or no one else seems to be bothered by that, right? Like, don't be fooled by that. That's not actually true. That's like almost universally untrue, when that everyone else is doing the same thing or saying the same thing or wants you to do whatever is being asked of you. All right, so that's, don't be fooled by when people are like, well, all the other people said yes, you know, be yourself. What will it create if I choose this in 5 years? What will it create if I don't? Not if you choose it in 5 years, if you choose it now. What will it create in 5 years? All right, just to clarify the question. Also, you know, when we don't want to say no, sometimes we're overestimating how bad the reaction will be. And so take a moment to look at that and be like, hey, first off, their disappointment, their whatever is not my responsibility. And also, am I kind of overestimating the impact it will make? And I'll use this example. One of my clients, John, amazing guy, in his 80s, said that he was nervous one day during our session because he had to fire somebody. And he was like, oh, I don't really want to fire her. And yeah, I mean, he did want to, but he didn't because he was afraid about that disappointment level. So time, and I see him every 2 weeks, and most of my clients I do see every 2 weeks. So I can talk about that. I said, well, how'd it go? How'd the firing go? And he said, oh my gosh, she was ecstatic. She was like, this will give me time to do my realtor thing, which I just got my realty license. So I'm so excited to put energy into that and do all that. So sometimes we really overestimate the disappointment, the hurt, whatever it is. And can you deal with your own whatever might come up? Like, okay, they're going to guilt me. Can I deal with that? How would I handle it? How would I manage it? You know, can I recognize that their emotions and my emotions both in this situation are a choice, and also just a point of view taken at a moment in time, and it will pass. Right? Just an interesting thought. It's just an interesting feeling. It's just an interesting emotion. It's an interesting point of view. Okay? Is it worth it saying yes to avoid those emotions, those feelings? Mm-hmm. You know, for both on their end and on yours. Right? Yeah, I can handle my own stuff, but I'm not sure if I could handle their stuff. Okay? Well, what could make it easier? Okay? What will my life be like in 5 years if I say no in this situation? What will my life be like in 5 years if I say yes in this situation? And sometimes if we say yes, that leads people to expect, oh, she's always going to say yes, yes, and yes, and yes, and yes, and yes. And is that how you really want to be? Right? We're the one we can count on. Yes, and I'm giving up, you know, all of this life energy, all of this time and energy in a direction that I ultimately resent. Right? What's that creating for the planet? What's that creating for my life? And even for them. Sometimes we say yes because we feel obligated. But really, our energy isn't there. It could be, oh, wow, who could do this better? Who could they find that would be more awesome at it and love doing it? And they are not, like, let me phrase it this way instead. They are infinite beings, too. Right? They are vast and capable, and even if you projected that they're not capable, right? They're capable of coming to solutions too. Maybe you can help with them with that if required. All right. The other thing is, like, let's say you've said yes and something's really not working for you. What would it take to change your mind? I remember I committed to helping when my son was in fifth grade. I mean, no, he's in, when he was five, he's in fifth grade now. When he was five, I committed to helping on this Jamboree project. And it just became heavier and more of a burden and awful. And I just did not like it. And eventually, on the night of the Jamboree, I got sick. Yeah. As it got heavier, what would have worked better is to ask more questions. All right. And ultimately, see if I could find someone else to do the job I had committed to. Because it was just becoming heavier and heavier. And there might be someone out there who would have had a blast with that project. It wasn't me. All right, and of course, I can ask different questions to make it better and stuff like that. I didn't have the armament of tools that I have now. Although I had some of them. Let's see. So recognizing you can reevaluate, you can make a new choice. Oh, we always have the possibility to make another choice, even when it doesn't feel like that. What else is available here? What are the other possibilities? Start to explore, because remember, when we ask those kinds of questions, like shining the flashlight of our awareness in those directions to invite a different possibility. All right, so some of the ways we can say no without actually saying N-O, even though that's a useful muscle to exercise. I wish I could. Because sometimes you really do wish you could. Oh, I wish I could. I'm just overcommitted. I've got something going on. It's not going to work. That doesn't work for me. It's not going to work this time. Please ask me again. I'd be glad to in the future. Sometimes like that. I'm already committed, or I've already committed to something. You can say that. Even if it's you've committed to your own rest time, right? That's still committing to something. Please ask me next time. Sometimes it's true that we would like to be involved. It's just not really possible right now. You know, I just don't see it working out between us. Could be another way of saying no. No. I'd love to do it. I just have too much on my plate right now. And I'd love to hear yours. You know, what graceful ways have you found of saying no? This is going to work better for me. This other thing here is going to work better for me. That can be a way of saying no also. Remember, it's next opportunity. N-O. Yes to something else. Steve Jobs says something interesting. He says that focusing is about saying no. Right? It's saying no to a lot of things, yes to something else. Focusing is about saying no. Tony Blair says the art of leadership is saying no, not saying yes. It's very easy to say yes. So for you to be a good leader, even if it's just the leader of your own life, you have to exercise that no muscle. So think of a way that you can start to exercise that this week. What could I say no to? How could I say no gracefully? If I say no, what is it saying yes to? And Warren Buffett's quote about no is, we need to learn the slow yes and the quick no. A slow yes might be, yeah, I'll do it if we have someone to help me. I don't want to do it alone. yeah, I'll do it if there's someone else who will do it with me, make the job light. So, just before we leave, what is something that you'll say no to this week? And how could you say it in a way that works for you? And what are the areas that kind of drain you? And what are ways that you could start to say no or find a workaround? I could really use another person contributing to this. Or, is there another way of doing it that would work for me? No is something that the more you get comfortable doing it, the more confident you'll be about it. Yeah. So what are the areas it's easy to say no? What are the areas it's challenging? Can you bring some of the energy where it's easy into the areas that are more challenging? It's harder with men, or it's harder with my mother. All right. Well, what if I could bring some of the energy where it's easy into those areas too? Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm super grateful for you. If you have questions or comments about no, please send them to me, and we can do a part two if there's a part two for you. questions and stuff like that. Sometimes I do entire radio shows just based on questions I've gotten. One of those was during the summer in June. I did one about being a mom and an entrepreneur and that huge juggle, because it can definitely be a juggle. And in fact, right now I'm finding with my kids in two different schools, I actually have to say no to some of the driving and find other people to help do it. I'm not going to sacrifice myself at the altar of momhood. And that will work better for my kids too. So sometimes saying no actually works better for everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the show, everybody. And you can't wait a week to hear me on Thursdays on IOM.FM. Find us now on iHeartRadio. Also iTunes, you can subscribe, click that purple button on your phone and search us, and it'll be delivered right to your iPhone. And say no to something this week so you say yes to you.